Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Break Liberty podcast with your host, me, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino, who is taking a snooze. Recording this now on Friday, the 7th. Happy Friday, everybody. And, well, we're going to dive into it. But first, a plug for my new newsletter. If you go to the Coffee Break Liberty website at coffeebreakliberty.com, there should be a banner that pops up asking you to sign up for the newsletter. If you sign up for that newsletter, we'll actually see how many newsletters come out. You will, though, be given a 10% off code to the Coffee Break Liberty store, where you can buy mugs. There's some t-shirts there, mostly mugs. I think some laptop cases. I don't really recall. But it's got the Coffee Break Liberty logo on these things and some other ones. I did a kind of libertarian-esque, liberty-esque mug series in 2020. So there's also different styles without the Coffee Break Liberty logo on it. There's some with quotes. There's some with, you know, symbols and things like that. So go check it out. Sign up for the newsletter. Get 10% off. But we're going to talk about now what happened on Wednesday. Oh my gosh. So for those not tracking, I don't know how you would not be tracking what's going on. Wednesday, the Senate and Congress and all those people, they were getting together and they were going to validate the votes from the election, from the Electoral College, and they were going to validate the election for Joe Biden. Joe Biden was going to be officially declared the winner. Congress counting the votes, and some states were going to object, some states weren't going to object for the votes, etc., etc. That got put on hold, though, when a mob, a group, whatever you want to call them, of Trump supporters, quite a lot of them as well, stormed the Capitol building. Fireworks, it looks like, was going off, maybe fires, pipe bomb threats and scares at the RNC and DNC. The congressmen and women had to be evacuated. Some of them didn't get evacuated in time, and they were cowering under their desks. They were given MOP gear, and I don't remember the acronym. I should have looked that up. But MOP gear is essentially gear that the military gives all of their soldiers. It's the highest grade quality stuff, I'm sure of it, to protect them from chemical and biological attacks. And, well, yeah, they were given this to all the congressmen. You know, the same Congress people that think Guam is going to tip over and sink into the ocean if you put too many soldiers on one side of it. These are the people they're wasting good MOP gear on, but I digress. So, yes, Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, had to shut the whole thing down. There was two deaths, it looks like, attributed to what happened. One lady was shot. One of the protesters was shot inside the Capitol building. And there's video of that. She passed away. And one of the police officers involved somehow died from his injuries. Not really sure how that went down, where he was injured. Because if you look at some of the videos, it's very interesting. The police in some areas, in some of these videos, were letting the protesters and rioters through the barricades. They were taking selfies with them. There's photos of police taking selfies with these guys inside the Capitol building. So it's not really clear if this was going on with some police officers. How did other police officers clearly get injured? I think it was 14 reported total, and one now has died. It's very confusing on what happened. Not necessarily what happened, but how this happened. But I want to talk more about why this happened. These people are clearly upset. They think the election was stolen from them. They think that, I've heard it in many cases, foreign intervention, is the cause of this stolen election. They point to evidence, they point to videos. I've talked about the fraud and I've written about it before in a blog post. I will link to that blog post in the show notes page for this podcast. Fraud happened in this election. It happens in every election. That's the way it goes. As I pointed out in the blog post, and I've said it, I think, on my Twitter and things like that, nothing gets done about this fraud. Because those that benefit from it are the ones in power to stop it. They will go out and tweet about it, tell you it's wrong, tell you it's bad, but they won't do anything about it. Nothing gets done. There was fraud in this election. There was fraud in the election before that. There was fraud in the election before that. There's always fraud in the elections. Like I said, you can go check it out on the blog that I'm going to link to in the show notes page. So, yes, these people believe that the election was stolen. Some of them are sore losers. Some of them believe that the election was stolen. I'm sure that they all believe the election was stolen. Some of them, though, are seriously just very sore losers. That's the way it is. They stormed the Capitol. They were upset. They're pissed off. I get it. It happens. It's the first time it's happened, I guess, in our lifetime. But this is what happens in a lot of other countries, and we seem to forget that because the powers that be in this country have alienated themselves so much from the population that things like this seem so rare. And fair enough, they're rare in our country. They are rare in our country. But if you look at many other countries, even Western countries today, you can look at what's going on in France. In that country, they have a lot more access to the elected officials in that country than we seem to in ours. Some places in this country more than others. It kind of depends where you live and the culture. But what we saw Wednesday isn't that uncommon around the world and in Western-style democracies. It's just uncommon in the United States. So we need to maybe look at that in that kind of lens a little bit. I think that will help people put this into a better perspective. So what did this show? This showed a government that is losing its grip on power. This showed a system that no longer represents the people. That's been known, or should have been known, by many for a long time. But this is a big slap in the face for many people. I don't think as many people as we would like to are going to realize it, but this is what a system in decline looks like. When you have people dressed as Vikings in the speaker's chair, and the congressmen and women that didn't get out of the building in time cowering under their desks, this is what a system in decline looks like. This is not what a strong system looks like at all. There used to be a rarefied air among some of these people, among these chambers, right? That's what the way these people look at them. That's what some of these defenders of these chambers will say. Oh, these are sacred places. Well, you sound like you're in a cult, first of all, and your religion is the state, so I'm going to stop you there. But they say that these places were desecrated by these protesters or rioters or whatever you want to call them. I love when they call them the mob, and then they act like democracy isn't a mob itself, but whatever. But they will say that these chambers are sacred, desecrated now, etc., etc. They don't realize this is the curtain being pulled back, and we're all seeing what the Wizard of Oz really is. Nothing but a sham. The powers in play right now, the powers that be, are losing their grip. And they don't know how to react. They are not going to react in a favorable way towards us freedom-loving people. I can assure you that. How they do react, I'm not really sure. But it will not be in our benefit. It will be to our detriment. But I don't think it will be as bad as some people say. Some people say this is going to bring about another Patriot Act or something. I don't think it will be that bad. Some people say nothing is going to happen. I hope they're right. I don't think that they are. I hope they're right, though. The most we've seen so far is people calling for the president to be ousted. Well, yeah, he's out of there in what is it now? 13 days he's gone. So, yeah, he's on his way out. Get over it. We'll see if anything else happens. I hope that nothing else happens, but I think something will come of this. Maybe just more protection around the Capitol, which will further alienate these people from us and show them to be who they really are. Corrupt politicians, corrupt, bloodthirsty warmongers. And they should be treated as such. And I want to point out, too, something I've been getting a lot of heat for on different social media platforms was pointing out the hypocrisy of one side. I'll concede I've been pointing it out on one side mostly. But I think, too, because many people have been pointing it out on the other side, right? Many people were pointing out the hypocrites on the MAGA side, you know, that have been screaming about law and order and this protect the blue line and back the blue and how on Wednesday all that went out the window. And fair enough, it sure did. But what you saw as well, and not from everybody, from a lot of politicians, from many news outlets, people on Twitter, Vox for one had a headline wanting all these people to be tracked down and arrested, is that the same people that were complaining about police brutality against a marginalized group, and police brutality in general is what they should be really protesting, and they were protesting against it all summer. Fair to them. Awesome. There were several people, though, that were protesting against police brutality all summer into the fall, and then it got a little cold, so they stopped that, that are now advocating for the police or questioning why they didn't brutalize these protesters, rioters, mob, what have you, Wednesday. Not everybody is asking that, but there is a pretty large contingent wanting that to happen. These people are hypocrites. They should be pointed out for who they are. And if this does not apply to you, then move along. If it doesn't apply to you, maybe call those people out as well. Because we should all be against police brutality, against whoever it is. At least stay consistent. And if maybe you think the opposite, that, well, I think the police should have been beating up those protesters over the summer, then you should probably be thinking that the police should have been beating up the protesters Wednesday. And if you are one of those people, you're probably not listening to this show or reading this blog. So I'm probably speaking to nobody on that front. But the hypocrites need to be called out and shown for what they are, the frauds that they are, the cowards, that they have no backbone and no principle. So that is kind of my meme defense as well, because there's been a meme on the Facebook page and my other social media outlets that has been getting a lot of heat. That's it. That's the defense for it, if there needed to be one. It doesn't apply to everybody. It applies to some people. And if it offends you, then it might apply to you. So move along. And with that, we're going to leave with a Bluehost plug. So if you go to my page, coffeebreakliberty.com/affiliate, you can sign up for Bluehost. And what's Bluehost, you might ask? Well, Bluehost is the hosting website for my website, coffeebreakliberty.com. They provide web hosting for WordPress sites, and that's what I have. And if you sign up through the affiliate link and contact me, I will give you a plug on the podcast, my blog, by other social media outlets, and right now that is going to reach about 2,500 people. So you're going to get a lot of publicity for a discounted price on a website for free. The publicity's for free. So go check it out if you're thinking about starting a website, which you should, especially if you have a small business, you want to increase your profile, what have you. You should start a website. Use my link, get a discounted price, and I will give you a plug on my show if you use the link. This is the Tom Woods deal. That's what I'm calling it. It's a great deal. Go do it. Check it out. With that, check out the show notes page. I'll have the link to that blog about fraud on there, maybe some other links to some other things, other resources about this. Talk to you guys later. I hope you all take care and have a great weekend.